This audio is presented by Hacker Noon, where anyone can learn anything about any technology. Logos inscribes manifesto in biggest ever Bitcoin block, by Logos. # Logos tune board supporters to its network state technology stack with Bitcoin ordinals collection and record-breaking block inscription. Bitcoin showed the world that an exit from state-monopolized institutions is possible even in hostile environments, proving that exit is an effective catalyst for change. The Logos technology stack is designed to extend Bitcoin's properties to enable the deployment of other governing institutions while preserving privacy across the design. To demonstrate our commitment to our principles and mission, we have inscribed our manifesto on the Bitcoin blockchain. Bitcoin validated the cypherpunk dream and inspired Logos. It is fitting that it will safeguard our vision for generations to come. Symbolically, our declaration of independence in cyberspace is inscribed on a Nakamoto Satoshi that was created in 2009 in block 3479. Our inscription occupies the largest block to date, 3,969,430 megabytes. Our homage extends to a collection of Bitcoin ordinals for our supporters. The collection of inscriptions, called the Logos Operators, will serve as an entry point to the ecosystem that will enable people to exit the existing internet system and legacy governance institutions. The Logos stack's building blocks are intended to be live by the end of the year, including the basic functionalities of the Nomos Layer 1 on testnet. The Logos exit operator will deliver more information about the operator inscriptions over the coming weeks and months. Those interested in shaping the coming sovereign virtual territory can start here. Exit. Logos. Co. The Logos technology stack. Building sovereign digital communities such as network states requires architecting a scalable infrastructure and its core components. This infrastructure consists of a base layer stack of technologies, which engineers can build on top of, adjacently to, and around. The technology stack includes, but is not limited to, a blockchain or consensus layer, a communication layer, and decentralized file storage. This article provides a high-level overview of each layer and how it contributes to network state development. Before unpacking those pieces, everyone must understand the critical considerations of network state infrastructure, especially for the Logos stack. These considerations include political neutrality and public goods development. 1. Political neutrality in network states means the tech infrastructure fosters the development of network states that satisfy users' political or philosophical goals. In other words, a politically neutral stack permits engineers to build values directly into their network state vision, no matter the value. Principled development requires that the infrastructure remain private, where appropriate, decentralized, permissionless, open source, and accessible. 2. Public goods development means creating open source technology that everyone can view, copy, augment, or modify, depending on if the community agrees via consensus on the network. The technology is non-proprietary and does not belong to any individual or group. This open development ethos creates an environment where it is unfeasible to build exploits, backdoors, or harmful algorithms into the tech. This public goods focus keeps the technology and all the actors involved honest. Anyone can quickly review the code, make changes, or blow the whistle on sketchy behavior. Let us dive into the three main vital network state infrastructure pieces, starting with the blockchain layer. Blockchain layer. The blockchain layer consists of the consensus and financial layers of the network state. A blockchain is a decentralized ledger that allows for private and trust-minimized transactions. This blockchain should also be adaptable and modularized, meaning engineers and developers can build network state institutions using the technology. The blockchain should easily interact with other blockchains and applications, creating a web of connectivity via the emergent Web3 ecosystem. But what is Web3? Chris Dixon of venture capital firm 16Z says, Web3 is the internet owned by the builders and users, orchestrated with tokens. In other words, Web3 is the internet extended and amplified by blockchain technology, especially by using decentralized applications or dApps, for short. But why do network states even need a blockchain layer? The purpose of a blockchain layer for network states is to finalize group decisions and generate proof of transactions. These transactions can include a votes for network state membership, allocated shares, or a token for transacting within that network state. However, since the blockchain layer is a base layer, it is feasible for network states to mint their own unique tokens, shares, or other transactional instruments relevant to the tokenomics and governance of that particular network state. Furthermore, with the assistance of smart contracts, A blockchain can also be used to help build societal rules and execute certain agreements based on the network state's particular constitution or rule sets. Communication layer. A network state also requires various communication efforts, especially between its members. This communication can be private or transparent, dependent on the aims and motivations of the users. For instance, members may need to interact with each other as a collective organization and organize their activities in a way that leverages modern online messaging systems with additional privacy-preserving guarantees. The communication layer must also be peer-to-peer or fully decentralized to strengthen its censorship resistance and remain politically neutral. The communication layer should allow for human-machine or machine-to-machine communication. For instance, whenever someone interacts with the network state blockchain or their dApps, they need to make a handshake and sign a transaction with that app to access it. This communication layer will enable all these types of communications and interactions with the network state Web3 environment. Decentralized file storage. Durable decentralized storage is another critical component of developing politically neutral public goods infrastructure. Currently, almost all data on the internet is stored via centralized servers and is prone to hacks and data leaks. These servers harbor a single point of failure. For network states to remain feasible and resistant to attackers, any files or data they contain must maintain adequate decentralization. Decentralized file storage systems will use novel zero-knowledge encryption techniques for remote auditing purposes and novel bandwidth optimizations that make this type of node-based storage a reality. In a way, decentralized storage applications represent the infrastructure for a new kind of internet, where data does not accumulate in easily compromisable honeypots. Logos infrastructure and scalability design. The team at the Logos Collective are actively building the infrastructure for network states, including the blockchain layer, communication layer, and decentralized storage. They are called 1. Nomos, private, sovereign, and modular blockchain. 2. Waku, private, censorship-resistant, scalable messaging. 3. Codex, censorship-resistant data storage offering data persistence. The communication layer, Waku, is already functioning and used by various projects. However, scaling it remains a central challenge, along with the other layers that are currently in active development as part of the proof of concept. Currently, Waku cannot quickly scale to millions of people while preserving privacy. The same problem applies to the decentralized storage protocol, Codex, and the modularized blockchain layer, Nomos. However, once engineers resolve the issues and make trade-offs related to scalability for all infrastructure layers, entrepreneurs can freely build the network state of their vision on top of the Logos network state infrastructure. Want to learn more about Logos? Visit the website and follow us on X. Interested in the Logos Ordinals collection? Visit the Exit Game. Thank you for listening to this HackerNoon story, read by Artificial Intelligence. Visit HackerNoon.com to read, write, learn, and publish.